Well, you know, as storytellers, we are used to pondering some of life's big questions, right? I mean, we do, right? Like, I know this is probably one that's been on your mind. What does God, in any way you envision God, have to do with juggling? Right? That is something we ponder. Well, you're in luck. You are in luck because today that question is going to be answered for you by our next teller, because he will blend the Judeo-Christian concepts of the 7 days of creation along with the Islamic 99 names of God to help us understand that. Yes, Tom Sparrow, the space painter, shares the origin of juggling in his original tale entitled God's Week Off. Tom Sparrow.
I'm actually going to move this over. If some of you try to count the 99 names, you'll find I used 33 of them. So, nice to be with you all. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and it was a big job. And so God decided to take a week off. Now, on the first day, after some toast and juice, a banana, and some pancakes, God was just relaxing, enjoying the day off, when even though God was on vacation, God was still in a creative mood and had leftover supplies. So God created the juggling ball. For God is the creator, and it was good, for God is the good. And God stood there and watched the juggling ball the whole day until finally evening came and the darkness descended, and that was the first day. Now on the second day, God recreated the juggling ball and watched it till approximately 10:37 God time. At which point God had another idea, for God is the evolver. And God thought, wouldn't it be nice to have movement? And so it was. And God was pleased. So pleased, God decided to add to the movement, for God is the generous. Where had the day gone? Evening came, darkness fell, and that was the second day. On the third day, God was up early. God recreated the juggling ball. Watched it for just a moment, added in some movement. Some new movement now. Holy cow. And then God had another idea. God thought, wouldn't it be great to have a toss? And so it was. And with the toss came the catch. It was two creations in one. For God is the extender. So God had a high toss and a good solid catch, and a nice high toss, and a good solid catch, and then a little itty bitty toss. And it too was good, and God was pleased, and God tried out the other side, and that worked well. So God went over the shoulder, and then behind the back, and under the leg, and off the knee, and on the head, for God is the illustrious. And evening came, and darkness fell. And that was the third day. Now on the fourth day, God created two juggling orbs, for God is the giver of life. And with the two, God had the movements. Some new movements now. And God had the tosses and the catches. And tosses and catches from the other side. And then tosses and catches together. For God is the unifier. And then tosses and catches together with rhythm. For God is all hearing. And God was busting a move. But evening came and darkness fell. And that was the fourth day. God was on vacation. On the fifth day, God created two bigger and brighter juggling orbs, and God liked what God saw. For God is all-seeing. And with the two bigger and brighter orbs, God had the movements and the tosses and the catches and tosses and catches together and tosses and catches together with rhythm. And then God thought, wouldn't it be awesome to have two in one hand? And so it was, for God is the one. And with the two in one hand, God said, please note how the spherical orbs shall travel in a circular pattern in that direction. But sometimes I will have them go in a circular pattern in this direction. It will be up to God. They will go in a circle like this, or they shall go in a circle like that. And there was only one little problem with the circles. God got dizzy. So God separated out the juggling orbs and put them in their own roadways, for God is the subduer. And God thought, if I am to take the roadways, I shall take the shortcut. But even using the shortcut, God longed for something more. And so God switched hands. And it too was good. And God was pleased. And God thought, I have two over here. And I know I just had two over there. So if I had two over there, but now I have two over here, I have a total of two, for God is the truth. And God thought, I could take this divine hand and put it in between these heavenly bodies. It shall look like this. Hi-cha! Hi-yi-cha! Hi-yi-yo! For God is the Almighty. Cha, ya, 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 cha. Ah, and evening came, and darkness fell, and in the twilight, God could be seen tossing stuff around. For God is the first, and God is the last. On the sixth day, God created three juggling orbs, and with the three, God had the movements, some new movements now. Holy cow! And God had the tosses and the catches, and tosses and catches together with rhythm. And all at once, God created what we now know as juggling. And it was good, for God is the goodness. And God said, I love this, for God is the loving. And God said, I shall call this first of all my juggles the cascade. For it reminds me of water traveling down a brook. But sometimes I shall switch it around. For God is the fashioner of forms. And sometimes I shall do it just this way. For God is the way. And sometimes I shall do it that way. For God is the way. And sometimes I shall do it this way and that way. For God is the guide to the right path. And I shall call this path confusing, says the Lord. But I will not get confused. I will slow down and use my head. Oh, for God is the wise. And if I am to use my head, I shall use both sides of the brain. For God is the all-knowing. And when God was doing this, God saw that there were strings attached. For God always connects the different parts of God's world. For God is the great. And God said, I can turn this around to reach new heights, to go higher than ever before. For God is the Most High. But God cut through the strings. For God is the utterly just. And I shall do one more juggling move on this sixth day. And God did it with tender and loving care. For God is the exceedingly compassionate. And God called it down the middle, behind the back, under the leg, off the knee, off the elbow, across the face, over the head, under the leg, catch trick, for God is the magnificent. And evening came, and darkness fell, and that was the sixth day. On the seventh day, God was up early again. God had some new ideas, something about four ball juggling. Something about five ball juggling. Something about chainsaws. But God said, no. For God is the restrainer. And God said, let today be a day to remember all of the juggling of the past week and a day to dream about all of the juggling in the coming weeks. For God is the patient. And that is the story of God's week